Elvimar Overture by Lawrence, Kansas composer Jim Barnes. Elvimar, that's what the Jayhawk Club, the golf club in Lawrence, one of the golf clubs, used to be called. That was James Barnes conducting the Kosei Wind Orchestra of Tokyo. We've got two recordings of that here at KPR. The other one is about a minute and a half shorter. It's quite fast. But this one, we can listen to it better, right? Good morning, I'm Cordelia Brown. This is Kansas Public Radio. Next, we'll hear from the Opus 76 String Quartet, Kansas City Quartet, and then some harp music and Victorian scenes, some songs by Gordon Getty. It's 9:15. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence and their Yoga Basics 9-week series starting on Tuesday. That introduces the families of yoga poses and helps develop a consistent practice. Passes at yogacenteroflawrence.org. And from the Lawrence Children's Choir, now holding auditions for choristers and tour choir for singers grades 4 through 12. Information about auditions and all choirs at lawrencechildrenschoir.org. Here's Beethoven's third quartet from his first set of them in Opus 18, recorded at the Gold Dome Cathedral in downtown Kansas City. Here's Kansas City's own Opus 76 String Quartet on KPR. That's the Opus 76 Quartet of Kansas City playing early Beethoven from the first set of three quartets that Beethoven wrote in his early period. That was the third one, String Quartet number 3 in D major, recorded in downtown Kansas City at the Gold Dome Cathedral. Next, we'll hear the Harmonious Blacksmith. You can imagine Handel writing music back in the day and hearing the blacksmith. Maybe the blacksmith was right in rhythm and right in pitch with whatever Handel was writing at the keyboard. We'll hear a harp version of it next with Sandra Bitterman playing the harp. And then a KPR debut of Victorian Scenes, some songs by Gordon Getty featuring the San Francisco chorus using the words of Tennyson and A.E. Housman. It's a great morning for classical music. Good morning. It's about 19 minutes before 10. We're live, we're local, we're 70. We're Kansas Public Radio from KU, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia, and kansaspublicradio.org. And join us for a fresh Rule Joyce recital featuring a great young cellist, Daniel Young, with pianist Alex Lee. Chamber music by Louise Farranc and Nadia Boulanger, Rachmaninoff and Piazzolla, tonight at 7, right here on KPR, for this week's Classics Live. The Harmonious Blacksmith. It's actually a movement from one of the keyboard suites by George Frederick Handel, played by Sandra Bitterman, harpist, in an AFCA CD. Next, we hear from Gordon Getty, and we have Bach next hour. We'll hear the third orchestral suite, a piece about the fizz of champagne, or mousse de champagne, right after the 10 o'clock news, and some Aaron Copland at about 10 till 11, Our Town. Kansas Public Radio would like to thank local businesses like Wheatfields and Yellow Sub, whose generous donations helped to make KPR's membership drive last week possible. Here are, by Gordon Getty, what he just calls Victorian scenes, and he uses as text the words of Tennyson and A.E. Housman. Here's Michael Tilson Thomas and the San Francisco Symphony and Chorus for Gordon Getty's Victorian Scenes this morning on Kansas Public Radio. Ending with And All Along the Valley by Rockin' Cave and Tree, The voice of long ago was a living voice to me. From Tennyson's poem, All Along the Valley. That's the last of six songs in Gordon Getty's musical setting of A.E. Housman and Tennyson. He calls that collectively Victorian Scenes. Michael Tilson Thomas and the San Francisco Symphony and Chorus here on KPR. We'll hear the fizz of champagne, the glitter of dewdrops. After the 10 o'clock news, that's the descriptive name of a little piano piece by Moritz Moskowski. It's 10 o'clock. Good morning. We're live. We're local. We're 70. We're Kansas Public Radio from KU, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5. Plus there's KANH and KANH HD1 broadcasting our signal to the Emporia area through 89.7 FM. Additionally, KANV and KANV HD1 do it for the Olsburg, Junction City, Abilene area, 91.3, and KANQ Chanute down south at 90.3, and on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for News Next on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. It's KPR.
Live from NPR News and with the Attorney General's requirements. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are up 186 points. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Joyce Foundation, committed to advancing racial equity and economic mobility for the next generation in the Great Lakes region. Learn more at joycefdn.org. It's 10:04. Good morning. This is KPR. Martin Jones, pianist, playing a little showstopper called Glittering Dewdrops or The Fizz of Champagne by Moritz Moskowski. We have next a great classic by Bach, stringing together some of his best tunes in the Orchestral Suite number 3. Then some French Baroque trio music, and then Aaron Copland's score for Our Town, a rather gentle hour of classical music. This morning here on Kansas Public Radio, I'm glad to be with you. I'm Cordelia Brown. Christopher Hogwood in the Academy of Ancient Music, using instruments from Bach's time to get the original sound here for the third orchestral suite of Bach, now on KPR. Probably how it sounded with those instruments back in Bach's day. Christopher Hogwood in the Academy of Ancient Music, using instruments from Bach's time for the third orchestral suite by Bach. Next, Jean-Marie Leclerc will have some Baroque music, French, and then Aaron Copland from his simple score for a simple yet profound story, Our Town. And next hour, don't miss Welsh Airs Medley. First we'll hear flute and harp, and then honest to goodness, Welsh male choir. We'll hear them sung, and Wine, Women, and Song. Some waltz music by Johann Strauss Jr. Plus the Scottish Fantasy of Max Bruch, a great violin concerto, coming up in just about an hour, just a little bit past 11:30. It's 10:29 now. 59 degrees and a little hazy right now, in Lawrence at least. Our forecast is for, we've got a 20% chance of showers, but probably not until after about 3 o'clock this afternoon. Otherwise, it should be sunny and a lovely spring day with a high of about 66. Tonight's low 44, and tomorrow it's a 50% chance of showers, probably tomorrow afternoon after about 1 o'clock. It'll be foggy if you're out and about tomorrow before 8. Otherwise, a high of 68. And Saturday and Sunday look great. Should be sunny with highs in the 60s. Here is Jean-Marie Leclerc, a sonata in G played by a trio, now on KPR. Jean-Marie Leclerc's Sonata in G on KPR. This is Kansas Public Radio from KU. Aaron Copland was asked to write the score for the 1940 film of Our Town. The film centers around the small life in the town of Grover's Corners, New Hampshire. Copland explained the style and the approach he took with this score. For the film version, they were counting on the music to translate the transcendental aspects of the story. I tried for clean and clear sounds, and in general, used straightforward harmonies and rhythms that would project the serenity and sense of security of the story. Some 4 years later, Copland decided to revise the score from the film into a 10-minute orchestral suite, which we'll hear next. This was premiered in May 1944, conducted by Leonard Bernstein, to whom the suite is dedicated. And the music that was used in this suite comes mainly from the title music, the churchyard scene, and the passages showing daily life in Grover's Corners. The suite is set in one continuous movement, and for the most part is quite serene and plays on the pastoral theme. Described as an evocation of New England hymn tunes, the suite showcases Copland's evocative scoring. The calm opening presents the title theme from the film, Our Town, led by the flutes and the violins, with a very sparse accompaniment, creating the transcendental feel that Copland wrote about. And throughout the suite, this theme is repeated a couple of times, and the very serene atmosphere is so consistent throughout. There's only one breakout moment, which soon dissolves back into calmness. Music based on Thornton Wilder's play, Our Town, with the music representing the simple lives of ordinary people. Aaron Copland's music, a suite from Our Town, played by Leonard Slatkin's St. Louis Symphony Orchestra on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Choral response by local composer Brian J. Nelson, written for the St. Lawrence Catholic Center and sung by their ensemble here in Lawrence, Kansas. Speaking of Lawrence, Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas on KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Topeka Zoo, presenting Roar and Pour Wine Fest, an evening of wine tasting, food, and entertainment to support the work of the Topeka Zoo. It's this Saturday at 6 p.m. Tickets available at topekazoo.org/roarandpour. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It's 11:01.
Rizales, NPR News, Washington.
The Dow is up 323 points, or nearly 1%. It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Bank of America, offering access to resources and digital tools designed to help local to global companies make moves for their businesses. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness. Learn all about us at kansaspublicradio.org.
Mm-hmm.
That was Aisha's Dance from the Gainey Ballet by Cacciatorian Antal Dorati and the London Symphony Orchestra. Some Welsh airs next on KPR. Also, some wine, women, and song, and a Scottish fantasy. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Lawrence Children's Choir, now holding auditions for choristers and tour choir for singers grades 4 through 12. Information about auditions and all choirs at lawrencechildrenschoir.org. Here's a flute and harp version of some Welsh airs now on KPR. A medley of Welsh airs for flute and harp. Jill Austin and Kitty Eliason were the two artists from an intermezzo CD from 1997 of flute and harp favorites. Well, let's hear the real thing. Here's the Tredegar Orpheus Male Voice Choir, a real Welsh choir, singing some real Welsh tunes. The Tredegar Orpheus Male Voice Choir, a real Welsh choir with some real Welsh tunes. Here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Next, we'll hear Wine, Women, and Song waltzes by Johann Strauss Jr. and that wonderful violin concerto by Max Bruch, The Scottish Fantasy, with some Scottish folk tunes in it. It's coming up. And this afternoon, an ensuing serenade for flute and guitar by Mauro Giuliani. Part of our noon hour and a tone poem of old-fashioned chivalry by Arnold Bax. Classical music from noon to three on KPR. Wine, Women, and Song on KPR now. The Cincinnati Pops Orchestra playing Johann Strauss Jr., Wine, Women, and Song. Do you own a business and value the programs on Kansas Public Radio? Your fellow KPR listeners could be your best customers. Support KPR and reach your fellow public radio fans by becoming a corporate sponsor. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. And support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from you, thank you, and from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. And now, with Scottish folk songs incited, here's the Scottish Fantasy, a piece for violin, harp, and orchestra by Max Bruch. Here's a classic performance with Malcolm Sargent and the New Symphony Orchestra, the legendary violinist Yasha Heifetz, soloing now on KPR. A fantasy for harp, violin, and orchestra. The Scottish Fantasy by Max Bruch, featuring the great violinist Yasha Heifetz. Malcolm Sargent directing the New Symphony Orchestra here on KPR. Here is Schubert's song about trout. Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau singing The Trout by Schubert here on KPR. Kansas Public Radio. Remember, if you want to see what's playing or what's been played, you can see our playlists online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for listening to KPR.
I'm Layla
Mutz.
Join us for the show that never forgets to have fun. All right, I'm done with these puns. Listen every weekday.
Join us for tomorrow morning's morning edition. It'll be on here at KPR between 5 and 9 tomorrow morning with your host, Tom Parkinson. Celebrating 70 years on the air, we're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Lawrence Public Library, supporting the Lawrence community since 1854, located at 7th and Vermont in downtown Lawrence. More information on all the library's resources is at lplks.org. I'm Cordelia Brown. Have a great rest of your day. Jeff Watson's in next with more classical music after noon news and Stardate right here on KPR.